What is your musical background?
My musical background is in a few different places. I started out as a kid playing the drums and the piano, and those two instruments kind of took me on two different journeys. With the drums took me on kind of the rock journey, and I did a lot of jazz and rock, played in a lot of bands, did a lot of recording sessions on albums and whatnot through the years. But the piano took me on kind of the classical journey.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up traveling around the world and playing concerts, and that, which eventually led me to becoming interested in the orchestra and conducting and all those things that I use now in film. All of the background is really used. I played guitar and bass, and then when I went to college, I studied a lot of world instruments and the voice, and you name it. It just ended up being that for me, learning about instruments was a daily journey. So, you can kind of find all those things in my music now, and in terms of how I write for the orchestra, or that's also why I play so many instruments on my soundtracks. When you get that kind of ridiculous little thing on the liner notes to say Brian Tyler played, and then all these instruments, it's just because I like, I love to play all those instruments, and for me, it's kind of a personal thing that, especially piano and things of that nature. It's such a personal part of the process that I like to play the instruments and then conduct the orchestra myself, with some of the instruments playing along with the orchestra in a pre-record situation.
All right. So, what had first inspired you to write film and television music? It actually wasn't all that long ago.
Yes, I for a long time I wanted to write for films. Mm-hmm. I was a kid. I think probably the earliest memory I have of film music is somewhere in the Star Wars kind of range.
Right.
Got the Star Wars album. My grandfather was an art director as well, so he familiarized me with film.
Mm-hmm.
And how to edit and do all those things at a young age. And one of his last films actually was with John Williams scoring it.
Oh.
Midway.
Oh yes.
And so all these albums I had around, and I just thought it was the coolest thing to be able to do music as your job and also watch movies at the same time. So growing up, it was something that I thought about. I never thought it was a realistic thing. I thought I would try it out and go for it and really see if I could find my way through the industry. But I really got lucky and got a break from a director that gave me a chance.
Mm-hmm. So, what is the first thing you do when you begin to write a score?
The first thing I do when I write a score is panic, I guess. I sit down and I turn off all the lights and moan. No, yeah, whenever I get a movie, the first thing I think is, my God, am I going to be able to, write those themes, you come up with those themes again, because for me that's where, at least on the tonal scores I've done, there's been some atonal ones as well, but the tonal scores, the melody is first. I sit down at the piano and I just go for the themes, try to work out the themes. I watch the film over and over and over, and I just go through just reams of paper, just going through writing theme after theme and seeing what works. And more often than not, it's one of the first few things I try is what sticks. And then from that, I get very specific. I talk with the director. We kind of say, okay, where's music going to go? Where should we keep, silence? Silence is important as well. And spot the film. And then at that point, I really just barrel through chronologically through the movie and just write it kind of the old-fashioned way. It's all written. It's all written out. And then before I know it, somehow in a number of weeks, I'm standing in front of the orchestra with this brand new music, ready to conduct it and record it and put it in the movie.
Awesome. Well, I first became aware of your work in a film called The Six String Samurai. How did you become aware of that project, and did you work closely with the Red Elvises?
Yeah, you know, that was a fun project. Really early on, it was my second movie. I had done this movie that was even smaller than Six String Samurai called Bartender before that, and I had, it was kind of one of those scores that was a hybrid. I wrote a lot of songs and did a lot of rock in it, but there was a lot of kind of you know, what we consider traditional score.
Mm-hmm.
So the director got a copy of a CD burn of the score and just really took to it and called me in and said, "Hey, I got this movie. You know, I don't know what your tastes are in movie, but it's really weird, you know, and I hope, you know, just take a look at it." And I thought it was so cool and so inventive, and he was right. It was completely weird. And we just hit it off, and Lance Mungia is his name.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, "Hey, why don't we approach this kind of like, you know, this train wreck of different styles? You know, you've got surf music and Russian music, which you alluded to with the Red Elvises right mm-hmm. there, but then also kind of a science fiction element, and kind of bring it all together." So he said, "Well, hey, why not?" So I started doing it. Now, they were still filming the movie, and the Red Elvises, the director saw playing down at the Third Street Promenade here in Santa Monica. They were mm-hmm. playing a live gig.
Right.
And he just thought they were really cool, and it fit what we were talking about for the music. So he thought, "Oh, well, let's put them on camera. Well, we'll do some songs. We'll do some stuff together." They, they provided some of the vocals on my tracks, with choir and whatnot. And then I ended up, writing a song that was very much in the vein of what they do, the "On My Way to Vegas," which I sang and play the guitars and all that. So
right.
it just kind of became this really cool collaboration, and we kind of influenced each other on what we were both doing for the film.
Mm-hmm. Well, now you work in TV as well. In fact, your first score was for Jenny, I believe.
Jenny is weird because chronologically, things are often listed out of order. But the first thing I did was Bartender.
Oh, okay.
When I was scoring Six String Samurai, I actually was doing Jenny at the same time.
Okay.
I wrote a song for it. I Say Hello, right.
Okay.
It's a song that I wrote. Fox really liked the song. And Jennifer Page sang it. This was before she had that big hit Crush.
Mm-hmm.
This was before she was signed and all that. So I did this song, and I just kind of started doing this show. Now, the funny thing is that I was scoring a movie. In fact, I think I was almost done with Six String Samurai, but I think that at the time I was so new to the industry that the producers or the studio of the that was doing Jenny thought that maybe I wouldn't be able to handle writing for the sitcom. So I actually wrote the theme, and then someone else hopped in and kind of copied the style of the theme into like little 3-second bumpers. And I was, they kind of just let me go. So that was my first experience as kind of a studio. So I was kind of bummed out, but then I rebounded really into film, and then at times I've gone and done TV that I really enjoy. I don't really have much time to do it anymore. It's just the schedule gets so bad. Really the last time I went and did that was with Star Trek Enterprise.
Mm-hmm.